There have been further calls for calm in the Middle East, with the UN Human Rights Office saying it was alarmed by the sharp escalation in hostilities. The Lebanese Health Ministry says that over the past 24 hours, 558 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes, 50 of them children. This is believed to be the highest loss of life in a single day since the end of the civil war in 1990. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the militant group Hezbollah of using the Lebanese people as human shields, while Israel's military chief has said the attacks will be accelerated. Just before we came on air, I spoke to Sky's Alex Crawford, who's in southern Lebanon.
I'm at the emergency centre in Tyre in south Lebanon, where there's already been a spate of Israeli airstrikes all this morning. We've been watching them on the horizon a couple of kilometres away, regular and constant Israeli airstrikes on targets that are further south from us, a few kilometres south. They're still something like 30 kilometres away from the Israeli border. Israeli jets have been flying overhead. We have heard and seen a number of Hezbollah multi-launch rockets being fired out as well. So there is a lot of activity. We understand from the Israeli military chief that they are not going to let up today. There's going to be an acceleration, in his words, of airstrikes against Hezbollah. I've been talking to a number of people who've been displaced because there's been tens of thousands of people. We made our way from Beirut to the south of the country yesterday. It took us more than 12 hours. We were one of only very few vehicles heading south whilst there was a wave of people, a huge mass displacement of people going in the opposite of direction, heading out of the south and trying to go up on the main coastal highway which links the south to the capital, Beirut. And all along that route, there were regular airstrikes on either side. One landed 200 meters away from where we were, along with tens of thousands of other people in a six-lane traffic, all going the other way. So they were using both roads to go in one direction, with a tiny little path which we were on heading down to the south of the country. A lot of very distraught, anxious, upset people. As you know, the death toll has been the highest in a single day's conflict since the 1990 civil war. And there are lots and lots of people still sleeping on beaches, sleeping rough. They're here at the emergency centre, very upset families. One man told me it's not true that they were targeting areas, military infrastructure of Hezbollah. Every house in his village had been hit, he said, apart from his. And he insists that they were all civilians. Of course, the south has been the centre or the area where the border line between Lebanon and Israel has been the subject of cross-border exchanges for nearly a year now. But this is the most serious peak point that we've reached, with a very high number of deaths in just a single day. And today, the Lebanese Ministry of Health raising the number of dead to, I think it's nearly 600 now, including a large number of women, 35 children, nearly 60 women among those dead.
And do people have any hope that this can be solved without further loss of life?
Absolutely none right now. They feel they're in the teeth of an absolute disaster. The head of the emergency for this municipality of Tyre said, called it an utter disaster, said events were moving far, far more quickly that they could respond to. We understand now, just getting news from my colleague, that there's been another strike on the southern suburbs of Beirut. So that'll be the third strike on the capital within 4 days. The first one being on Friday, second yesterday, another one just now. And there seems to be absolutely no indication that this is going to stop, with both Hezbollah and the Israeli military insisting that they're going to go even harder, even tougher, even more powerful. It has to be said, although Hezbollah is firing a lot of its long-range missiles, we've seen them use them overnight, their Fadi 1 and Fadi 2 rockets, which can go very, very far. They're claiming they reached 60 kilometres inside Israeli territory. The vast bulk of the deaths and the wounded have been on this side of the border. And of course, both Israel is dealing with a huge number of displaced people from their northern borders, 60,000 people. Here they already had 120,000 people who were displaced, and that has risen dramatically over the past 24 hours. I came to this area, this emergency shelter, which is a former university, which was filled with refugees a month or so ago. It's now packed, and people don't even feel this place is safe anymore. So they're moving even further north.
And that was Sky News correspondent Alex Crawford, who's in Tyr. She was speaking to us a few minutes ago. Journalist Rania Abu Zaid now joins us live from Beirut. Rania, we spoke to you yesterday when the impact of the Israeli airstrikes was just becoming clear. What has been happening in Beirut today?
Well, as Alex mentioned, there's just been another airstrike on the southern suburbs of Beirut. Israeli media is reporting that it is an assassination attempt. This comes after last night's airstrike, which also attempted to assassinate a Hezbollah commander. Hezbollah issued a statement saying that that man was safe, where it's unclear if there are any casualties from today's strike that happened just a couple of minutes ago. That wave of panicked families that Alex mentioned continue. The exodus continues from not only southern Lebanon, but also the Bekaa Valley. The highways and the roads remain clogged. Some people interviewed in their cars have said that they're going to stay with the relatives and friends, and other people have said that they have no idea where they're going to spend the night. Now, the Lebanese state has opened schools. The Lebanese people have opened their religious institutions, the mosques, the churches are now housing some of the displaced. There are social media, on social media, Lebanese are posting if they have a spare room or how many people they can accommodate. They're opening up their own homes. And more than 80, the Lebanese government has opened up more than 80 like schools and gyms and other facilities to house the displaced. Regular people have stepped up providing water and sandwiches to the people who are stuck in this log jam that has been, this northbound log jam. So, there's a lot of anxiety after the Israeli military chief of staff said that today they will accelerate their attacks. The death toll of 558 is almost half of the total death toll in the 2006 war with Israel. So it's a huge, painful blow to Lebanon.
Rania, can I put the question to you that I put to Alex a few moments ago? The people you're speaking to, do they believe that there's any way in which this calms down again without further significant loss of life?
No, and no, because they have seen what has happened in Gaza and the West Bank for the past 11 months. And they are hearing the rhetoric from Israeli officials from, yesterday there were a number of officials who were talking about, Naftali Bennett, the former prime minister, tweeted, Hezbollah equals Lebanon. Others are also making that equation. Prime Minister Netanyahu said yesterday that his war is not with the Lebanese people, it's with Hezbollah. But the health minister today, when he was giving the casualty figures, said that just based on the sheer number of dead women, children, paramedics, he said there were 4 paramedics, 14 ambulances were targeted, 16 paramedics were wounded. He said the numbers tell a different story. The numbers in terms of Lebanese casualties tell a different story, as well as the IDF spokesperson yesterday said that, there are Hezbollah rockets under people's homes. This is what we heard in Gaza about Hamas command centers under hospitals. So the Lebanese are bracing for the same sort of thing.
Rania Abu Zaid in Beirut, thanks again for taking our call this afternoon.